Right, here's the new episode of Talking More.
Hang on, wait till I finish talking, then you start.
Read this, will he?
Can we be professional in this room?
Spend 20 minutes in how 20 minutes in how to
what
do that,
say
man.
What did I on the voice, though?
Oh, play it for home.
Yeah, it's all, it is quite comedic. Quite comedic.
Quite comedic, Owen. They were the words I used.
Quite splendid comedic evening.
Did you like Hoth?
No, I had a bad time in Hoth. The rain is wetter than the rain in town to start with. I got drowned in milliseconds. I fell into a coffee shop. And you know, it's a bad fall when there was a woman there. She was definitely, she looked in her 60s, 70s. And when I fell in, she did this face, you know, like that.
Hand up her mouth, yeah.
Yeah, but like, didn't like, laugh. Wasn't like, yeah, didn't laugh. I didn't go, oh, yeah, right, yeah. She was like, I kicked the step as I fell through the door, so I pushed the door open as I fell in. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another path got you.
It's the exact situation I brought up. So I was like, fucking like the path again.
We got a bit of hate mail. Yeah. So I'm just going to read this comment out.
Yep.
What's your deepest breath after today's episode?
See, hate mail. We don't get a lot of that.
No, it was obviously
anytime if like I do, which is so rare, I literally just block people. I hate the stupid hate ones.
Get ready for this one.
I don't agree with you, shit. Blocked. Fuck off, man.
Watch the deepest breath after today's episode. Interesting, yeah, but I hate a shite after the big hype from Terrence. Let me down big time with the number one movie rating.
Who's that from?
Lauren Kelly.
Are we allowed to leave her name in?
I don't see why not. She's wrote. Yeah. Well, let us write back and say to her, what is your number one film?
Well, I mean, Terrence's number one film, it was out of four.
Yeah.
Five this week. I'm waiting to hear where the rankings stand this week after he watched Training Day.
Coming soon on a bonus near you. Can I talk about it?
Yeah, go on.
My head's going to explode. Could be the worst film I've ever seen.
Training Day.
Yeah. And for me, it's Denzel's worst film. I just didn't enjoy it all.
It's below Rush Hour 2 in the standings.
Rush Hour 2 is miles.
Right, hang on. So what is the standings? Only five, is there?
It's five in the standings.
Right, so breath.
Rush Deepest Hour breath
is number one.
Then Prisoners
is number two.
Rush Hour 2?
No, something took over. Something was number three.
The Hangover.
No, something.
It was The Hangover. Rush Hour 2. And now it's Training Day. It was The Hangover.
Whatever it is, in my list of probably four, five, six.
The Hangover 2 though, wasn't it?
No, it was Rush Hour 2, then The Hangover.
Okay.
It was something like that. If people will know from listening anyways.
So Training Day is the worst film you've ever seen?
Yeah, it's sixth.
It's sixth ever lifts the five.
How? Why? What's so bad about it?
I don't know. It just didn't grab my attention. Like I said, yeah, these films have to get me attention early. Do you get me? Prisoners.
In it, bro.
Yeah, man's wife. We'll ruin the film for everybody. It happens in the first 8 seconds, so just watch it. Yeah, man's wife gets stabbed.
That's law-abiding citizen.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, that's... So that's not Prisoners?
No.
With the wrong bleeding film on the list, though.
You done the same with The Deepest Breath last week, Milik. I was waiting for them to go into the cave and rescue the kids. I was like, what are you on about?
So where's law-abiding citizen on the list?
It's not on the list.
You never ranked it.
So can I put it in now?
Yeah.
Nope. I don't think so.
Ah, what?
It's only one film a week?
Yeah.
Right. Law-abiding citizen.
We gave you two other ones to watch as well.
Yeah, I haven't watched them yet, and I am going to watch them. They're in my notes.
What were they?
I'll tell you now what they are.
Cause I have in his notes, I love it.
Boys, I'm out here doing, I feel like the only one in here that's walking outside of here. Cast Away, Martian, and Dodgeball I have down.
Yeah.
They're the three.
That's not a bad three films. If I had to watch them, I wouldn't complain.
I haven't seen them yet.
But the fact that you were so disappointed with Training Day is disappointing in itself.
I don't know what it was about it. I turned her
did
off.
Did he win the Oscar for that? Got nominated for an Oscar, didn't he?
I think he won the Oscar.
But like,
for that,
that's like, I'm hearing all my life.
That's his best performance.
The greatest film of all time.
That's his best performance.
I don't know. I got about 40 minutes into it and I just wasn't enjoying it. I was just like, it's not by me.
And did you give up on it?
Yeah, I gave up on it. Yeah.
Do you not like when he goes on his little rant and all? You've been playing basketball in Pelican Bay? No.
No, I didn't.
King Kong ain't got shit on me. All that, bro.
Didn't even see that, I don't think. No. But I know about the speech.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart does the speech as a fucking piss take and ride along, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Can't believe that. I'm actually disappointed he found that disappointing.
Yeah. Denzel Washington won the best actor.
And he says Oscar, it's his worst film.
It's his worst film. It's the one he won the Oscar for.
Yeah.
The man has won Oscar in 70 years.
Yeah.
It's for this film. And I'm like, The Equalizer was late.
The Equalizer 2, yeah. Have you ever seen The Hurricane? About Reuben Carter.
Do you know I'm going to watch that tonight?
Great film.
That's on my film tonight. I might have seen it years ago, but I don't remember, so I'm going to watch it.
Watch it, because I want to talk to you about that.
Right, I'm going to watch
it. Have
that
a conspiracy
tonight.
About it. I don't even think it's a conspiracy, I just think it's a little twist to have.
You told me, but I can't remember it either.
Yeah, so I forgot it. Oh, and do you know when someone has a shot at you in the media, and now you go back at them in the media, is it called a rebuttal, or is that a name for that?
Yeah, rebuttal would probably cover it, yeah.
Yeah, I have a rebuttal for Joseph McGuckin. Two rebuttals, actually.
Will I play the clip?
Yeah, go on, yeah, play the clip.
So I went to Farrier and Draper, the after party, and there's a queue outside to get in. And I went up then to the door and I was like, oh, I'm probably on the guest list. I was there with my missus and my brother and his girlfriend. I says, we were at the Talking Bollocks gig. And they were like, oh, right, oh, okay. It's still 20 quid ahead, like, you know. And I was like, oh, so like fucking 80 quid for all. I was like, fuck that, me bollocks. Like. Mm. And then Calvin came and he was behind us. And I was like, oh, there's Calvin now. He'll probably be able to pull in a ward or do something, like, you know.
20 quid for him as well.
Well, he was up there. He was kind of trying to fight his case as well. But then he was with his missus and he turned around and he goes, sorry, man, there's nothing I can do about it. He shook me hand and he went in.
Right, that was Joe on Stoller recently.
Not just that, play the clip where he was like, the live show wasn't even aggro or anything. It was quite tame and all. I expected worse from the crowd.
Okay.
Right?
They weren't as wild as they thought.
There was a bit of a perception that Talking Bollocks had a rowdy crowd.
Yeah.
They were very tame.
I thought they were pretty chilled out, actually. I thought they were...
I only seen one person getting fucked out while the show was on.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. Just one.
I thought there would have been at least half of the stadium.
I definitely thought it would have been rowdy. Our crowds was rowdier than that.
So not only did he say bad stuff about me, he said bad stuff about the crowd at the live show.
He says your crowd weren't violent.
And John McGood's like, yeah, our crowd is worse than them. I went to their live show, those fellas bleeding, swapping Yu-Gi-Oh cards. And he's trying to tell us that bleeding our crowd are not as wild as theirs.
For hold on. Our crowds are never violent though.
No, but they're not tame.
No, they're far from fucking tame.
Then the second one is that I left him hanging out the dry outside Farnia and Draper. Tom O'Gaffney had a... He didn't have an after party. Sexy Dancing was on. He had a spot booked for us. There's two things I want to talk about there as well. So, one, John McGuckin was getting in. He just had to pay in, right? So, I was going to pay in only for Tomo had our names down. So, there was nothing I could have done. If Joe had paid in, he would have got in. And he would have got free drink. And there was a bottle of vodka put on the table as well. So, we had a free bar and a bottle of vodka there. And John McGuckin, his principles cost him more money that night. He's like, no, I went to a different pub, blah, blah, blah. He probably paid $17.50 for a sandwich and a pint somewhere. He made it look like that. I was like, do you know what, Joe? Fuck you, mate. I'm going in. You can stay away. But the yeah, man, I got to the door 30, yeah. And I knew there was issues because two of the boys had rang me and was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. There's something up at your table and all. And I was like, didn't even know we had a table. So when I got to the door, your man was like, Terrence's two brothers are gone in, Jerry and Gav. I was like, yeah. He goes, but your table is full. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, so six people at it. So the first thing I thought was, six isn't many to fill a table. Like, surely you could put more. And he was like, I can't put any more people on the table. I was like, so what does that mean? And he goes, anyone who comes up and gives you a name is going to pay in. I was like, do I have to pay in? And he goes, no. I was like, right, get out of the way then. Like, I'm going in, do you know what I mean? But then I was thinking, it's on you for letting them youngflits in. Not me, not Gavotier. You looked at them youngflits and were like, I'm just going to chalk them off the list. That's Talking Bollocks, do you know what I mean? They're not Calvin, they're not Terrence, so I'm just going to knock them down and stuff. So that's all I want out there.
Darden and Joe, what about? We have a live show.
Oh, yeah.
6th of April.
Yeah, yeah.
Vicar Street.
Yep.
Calvin, how good was the last show?
Oh, I keep saying it. I say it to everyone, like, in person and off here. Their live shows are better than our live shows.
They're absolutely class.
Tell the truth, how insecure did you feel sitting in Vicar Street?
Felt like a piece of dirt on the end of an Air Max 95.
I've never felt more out of place in my life and as much of a fraud ever. Like, the term robbing a living would have been flattering to us. I was like, this is what you paid to go and see. This.
They're absolutely class. There's still tickets available. So,
and we didn't get tickets to the last one, so we had to buy them. What's the story with that? Can we get tickets to this one?
You did get tickets the last one.
Oh, not yet. I'm just trying to start.
Yeah, you can have a couple of tickets.
I would pay. Like, after seeing them.
No, it is. Yeah, no, genuinely. Is there tickets left? Tickets left. Ticketmaster.com.
There's a few tickets left. I think the floor is gone. But I'm not sure. But
balcony
anyway.
Seats. Balcony seats are the best.
Yeah.
That's where the
are up
on
the balcony last
night.
That's the best seats in
Heckling
the house.
Heckling John and all. You're like the two bad boys in the back of the bus, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
I was like, fuck John McGuckin. And he was like,
Terrence Power.
I was like, bollocks.
Yeah. If you buy balcony tickets for stall at these,
you get to heckle them.
Yeah, these two will be up there with you, heckling with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring a lot of fruit pastilles and throw them at you.
Yeah, snatching phones and all up there. It's got all hell breaks loose in the bank.
Yeah.
Get us our fucking tickets, honestly. Support the boys. They always support us. We support them. We have each other's backs, boys.
It's not even one of them things like we do a podcast, they do a podcast. I guarantee you will leave them like Talking Bollocks worry. That was a great show.
Tell some questions.
Go on.
Have another one. Wait, one more.
All right, go on.
Have a screenshot.
There we go.
Yeah. So, do you know we're trying to get Terrence to watch stuff for shocking moments? Do you remember that film on Netflix, Abducted in Plain Sight? It was a documentary. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
What happened to it?
Where they all seen the alien?
No.
And they were brought up on the spaceship, they were?
No.
They were brought up on the UFO and they all said that they could see each other now in the same town.
Watch it tonight and let me know what you think.
Do you know what I'm talking about? This one town in America. And like,
is that not something mysteries or something that's called?
Yeah.
So something totally different.
Aliens, no?
No.
What did you say?
Abducted in plain sight.
Sounds aliens.
It's a different kidnapper. Like... No, it's kidnapper.
Oh, I like it. No, no, I don't like kidnappers.
You're intrigued.
Yeah, I'm intrigued, yeah.
Watch it later on, see what you think, yeah.
What? Abducted in plain sight.
Yeah, for anyone that's listening and has seen it, knows exactly what I'm talking about as well. Some fella sent it to me and says, get Terrence to watch and see what he thinks about the most shocking moment in it.
Right, let me. I'm putting it down on my list.
You're going to have to start watching more than one a week at this rate.
I'm doing well with one a week, Al.
How are you doing well with one a week? Like, this is what you do. This is these few hours.
3 years. How long am I in Goal out?
3 years, yeah.
Roughly. 3 years, yeah. For the first 2.5 years, I didn't watch one film, Al. Think about that.
I still can't get my head around how you fill your days because you're always telling me you've got no time to do anything.
He's flat out, yeah. Nah. Remember the other day, he didn't write into the group. You were writing into the group all morning. Times writing at like 2. I was like, sorry, I'm being flat out all day.
Yeah.
I was like, they're writing into the group?
Yeah.
Boys, I'm bleeding busy.
You're the only person, though, who goes for breakfast.
He said that to me, yeah. What'd you ring me for that day?
I don't know, but you're like, oh, I was out having breakfast with Willa. I was like, every time I call you, you've just been out having breakfast with someone. You're like a titan of industry, a business mogul out breakfast meetings. Like, I don't know anyone else. Everyone else just has breakfast in a hurry at home and gets on with the day. You go on. It's an event.
All my brightest ideas come over breakfast, though. Hey, I made breakfast today.
Who'd you have breakfast with today?
On my own.
In the gaff.
Yeah, in the gaff, bird of porridge.
Tell him what you said.
What did I say?
You sent me the video, right? He's having wholemeal bread with jam on it, a bowl of porridge and an electrolyte, and he says, I might be the healthiest man in the country.
Could be.
Oh, I got
could have had the healthiest through, yeah. start to a day in the country, and anyways. How do you get healthier than that? And a cup of tea with the tea bag left in. How do you get healthier than that in this country? So for the first 4 hours of today, I could have been the healthiest person in the country.
Did you do any exercise?
No. I walked and out. I fucking did.
Yeah. Did you walk up the hill or just walk along?
The pier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so the rugby comments from last week.
I have to say there was a correction on one of them on my part. Yeah. So I know one person
who plays rugby.
Yeah. Shout out to Deco, by the way. So I know one person who plays rugby. Deco Rigglesworth. He played rugby before.
How would you not like know with that kind of second name that, do you know what? I might be a bit suspicious of him.
Could be the worst second name of all time.
It's a very rugby middle name. Oh, second name.
Is it?
Yeah.
Rigglesworth.
Yeah. Isn't that fella something like Roundtree or something like that? Fucking Henshaw and all, like, fuck off, yes.
So I know one person in all my days. But my point still stands. Even if I know 50 people, I've met thousands of people. I'm on the earth nearly 30 years. And no one has ever said to me, playing rugby today, or had a match in rugby the weekend. My point stands, like.
Glenn says, the comp school in Ballymun has a rugby team. There also used to be a team called Unidare that trained in Balcarras Park. Glenn is from the flats in Ballymun. He says, they had Viennetta for dessert on Christmas most years. And Calvin having a starter for Christmas is the most middle class thing he's ever heard.
I thought that as well.
Starter is probably the wrong word because it's just soup every year.
Well, Glenn says if Calvin asks out, it's because Glenn has never seen a working class kitchen big enough to make a full Christmas dinner and still have room to make a starter.
Oh, you heard him on that.
There you go, Calvin.
How big
is it? You've got a nice gaffe out of flats.
How big is me ma's kitchen?
Yeah.
You'd have a game of long shots in me ma's kitchen, 30.
Well,
we used to record we recorded the number one podcast in this country in that kitchen.
How old were you when the flats got knocked down?
15.
And then you just got moved straight in there,
yeah.
Because, like, they got blessed. Big you.
We had the biggest family.
Kitchen right down.
Seven of
big,
us.
Big long kitchen. Like it's a big gaff. Like.
You'd easy play long shots. I remember the kids growing up and they used to play
you
football.
You were 15 when your flats were gone?
Yeah.
I must have been 11, 12. Well, our flats didn't even get knocked down. My God, a gaff out of flats. So I must have been 11, 12 leaving the flats.
We were 15. They half, so where me ma lives now, they moved a lot of people out. They offered them gaffs in the area. It's not uncommon. And then they half built where we are now.
Yeah.
Moved everyone in then, pulled the two blocks of flats I was there, they pulled them down, finished building the rest, I moved everyone back in. So everybody who was in that crescent now, they would have been my neighbours I grew up with. And then obviously there was a lot more gaffes, so a lot more new people from around moved in as well. But yeah, I remember bleeding, I was 15 living in them flats, yeah.
That's why you were getting soup as a start. Bet you weren't getting soup as a start on the flats.
I can't even remember Christmas dinner on the
flats.
That's
because you, yeah.
Do you know that? Actually, I can't remember Christmas dinner. Like, we definitely had it, but I just don't remember having it. Do you know what I mean? Now it's like a thing. We have the fucking crackers and the hats and all. And, like, I know the routine. I don't know, maybe I'm just conscious of it. But yeah, you go into the gaff, you get a soup. Guaranteed to get a soup.
Yeah, that's middle class.
Guaranteed to get a soup.
But like, I say start as if I'd be like, no, I don't want that, sorry. Can I get the chicken wings instead? And I don't know, what are you having? Are you going to have the oysters? Eh? No, it's just like, you're getting a soup and then you're having your dinner. Yeah, and then there might be something in the freezer.
You're the Cully and Tully cat.
What do you mean?
Did you know the Cully and Tully soup's out of the
tub? I couldn't tell you, bro. I couldn't tell you. You get it?
But how was your soup handed to you?
I feel like that'd be a very aggressive start to Christmas if I walk into someone's house and they're forcing soup on me.
Well, the dinner's forced on you as well, though, in fairness, Alan.
I'll expect that, though.
And hell, do you know what's gas, boys? Every time I go in. So, I was on the Stags there the weekend, yeah? And my ma texts me saying, are you coming in for dinner? Like, the weekend. Anytime we come in for dinner on a Sunday, all my brothers be like, thank God you come in, yeah, because my ma puts on a nice dinner when you come in. So I, this year, for Christmas gone, I said, Jesus, man, you're letting the standard slip there. That dinner wasn't great. And all the people said the same thing. Do you really get that dinner wasn't great, man? So they're all keeping her on her toes, do you know what I mean?
One last comment on rugby. Terry should be happy he never played rugby. Imagine he got battered by a posh private school lad. He'd never get over it. This is no shade on the penis fella's handiness in a row, but some of the posh rugby lads are big units.
Come here, do you know what, Owen? I made that point. I wouldn't be ashamed. Some of these boys are 100 kilo, man. It'd be like getting a belt of a car. And like, there's no like weight limit. Like, you play rugby, like, yeah.
What size are there? There should be like a heavyweight rugby and cruiserweight rugby.
Like, if I go into rugby, I'm like in a scrum against 100 kilo bloke, yeah. Probably on 90 kilo.
You'd be the fella that, what's it called? You're the one who gets the ball.
There's different positions.
The man who stands at the back and throws the ball.
You can still get a clap, can't you?
What's a good looking fella's name? Plays for Ireland. He uses that position. Me board knows his name.
I don't think there'd be any shame in getting a clatter up on them boys.
Is it
Conor Murray?
Conor Murray. That, look, I don't know. Conor Murray's a handsome fella.
He's a scrum half, yeah.
Yeah. And we're scrum bags. Scrum bags.
Well done, Calvin.
But that's what Terry be doing. Didn't String I used to do that? Terrence Powers beat Peter Shane.
He's a gaff, though, isn't he?
But I don't think
he's like a block.
Laura says, I know this is going to sound mental. This does sound mental. She says, I know this is going to sound mental, but it's true.
This is going to be a bang average question.
I have recently become terrified of the customs house.
I can see why.
I had a nightmare a few weeks back where I was trapped inside and being hunted by a masked man. It was so vivid, it left me absolutely shaken. I'm able to sleep again at last, but I'm now avoiding that part of the city entirely. If I get the dart between Tara and Connolly, which I do every single day, I have to close my eyes as the custom house comes into view. Any suggestions? Were you ever scared of something silly?
Do you
besides
know,
Texas.
I used to be scared of the, remember the statue in O'Connell Street? Yeah, one in the fountain. I used to be terrified of that. And I had a dream about that as well. I remember that. What was that called again? The floozy and the jacuzzi.
Yeah, and Olivia.
Yeah, I used to be terrified of that. I had a dream. I remember my sister brought me uptown when I was like 4 or 5. And I had a dream that night that she brought me uptown and that thing grabbed me and got me and pulled me in. And my sister was trying to pull me back out. And like she was asking people to help and all, and that thing was holding me in. I used to be terrified of that. That was a very scary looking yoke. Do you remember that? It was in the middle of O'Connell Street.
I'd never have seen it.
It was like a woman lying down in a bat, and it was a fountain. That used to terrify the shit out of me, that did, yeah? What does the custom house do? And it's not customs house. Do you know what? I always call it the custom house, but I all just associate that with customs.
Look, I just keep it this, the customs house. Everyone calls it the custom house.
So
no,
it is. There's
only,
there's not Westboro, yeah? So, but I used to associate customs with it as in, hundreds of years ago when you used to bring your boat in, they'd check it and make sure everything was alright, and as in customs. Is that not what it does? I don't know. The IRA burnt it down in like 1920 or something.
It was burnt down during the Civil War. Or was the War of Independence.
War of Independence, yeah.
Excuse me. You're right.
But what's it for? What's it do? Oh. What's it doing now? Like no one goes in and out of it.
It's for a civil service now.
Of course. Like, no one definitely goes in and out of it.
So you've been scared of a statue, Terence?
There was an old story in the flats.
Go on.
And anyone from the flats will remember this one. The Man and the Rat, it was called. And that was it. There was a story.
Do you ever be used to be afraid of that now?
There was an old house near where I lived, a couple of roads over. That was like, it was kind of, I think it was abandoned. There was a house on the road next to ours that I don't actually think was abandoned, but you never saw anyone in there. And the story, which my dad used to tell me, was that the postman had gone there one day and there was like half eaten breakfast left on the table and everyone in it had disappeared. I don't know how long my dad was telling me this story for, but I believed it for a very long time.
Just to scare you, like?
I don't know. Maybe he was bored. Yeah.
You're doing the same now to your kids.
Yeah, there was a couple of houses around the area that like people would say were haunted.
Do you know what? I only realised when I was older, and it never bothered me growing up. The last Magdalen Laundry in Ireland is across the road from my gaff.
Yeah. That was closed in the 90s, didn't it?
Closed in like 94.
Yeah.
And I was like, that never bothered anyone. And then Rutland Street School as well. Yeah, they called it like the Red Brick Slaughterhouse or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's at the back of my gaff, and then the Magdalen Laundry was at the front across the road. And, like, they are very scary buildings. Never bothered anyone. It's madness.
But that's not just some stupid haunted thing.
No, it was bad stuff.
There's actual shit that happened in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Remember in the North Circular film, Gemma Dunleavy went into the Magdalen Laundry, and the things give me the creeps watching her in it.
I think there was, in the clip, there was a switch or something left on, wasn't there? Something like that. I can't remember. Yeah. I couldn't really look at it.
They're not filming the North Circular. They're up in Grange Gorman because it used to be a mental asylum. And it's like caged off areas. And behind one of the caged doors, there's a switch left on. And Terrence was like, can't watch the rest of this film. It's in the first 5 minutes of the film.
I just hate the light out. But that's why I think energy is real, Alan. Seeing places like that. If you're in somewhere like that, you can feel magic. Can't you? Like, I'd imagine if you didn't even tell me where you were bringing me yet, but you brought me somewhere mad and put a blindfold on me, you'd nearly feel.
See, if we did that, though, you'd probably suspect we were bringing you somewhere strange, and that would prime your brain.
But probably I wouldn't suspect it. If you two did that now, I wouldn't suspect you were going to bring me somewhere actually traumatic.
If we put a hood in your head and said we're bringing you somewhere, we didn't tell you where we're going, what would you think was going on?
Clontarf Rugby Club. Clontarf Rugby Club.
Do you know where you should
go? Exactly where.
Fine.
And there'd be 25 lads on Clontarf Rugby Club standing there with holies about the bat of me.
Rugby Club with holies. Do you ever go to like Auschwitz or anything?
I haven't, but I've heard from people who have that they get a very
I went to Ground Zero and I got that buzz while they were still clearing Ground Zero and I got that buzz.
Mm.
And I got a weird picture as well.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying our minds play tricks on us.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is what I'm saying, like, if you two genuinely said to me, I'm going to put something over your head and I'm not going to tell you where, I wouldn't suspect it's going to bring me anywhere spooky.
Terrence,
I think it's going to bring me for the crack, like, somewhere.
You left us in your gaff for 15 minutes and you were like, he's knocking the switches off me gaff.
Good feeling, couldn't
I? Any more questions?
Yep. This one is from Gene. Would you rather have a friendly...
Gene. G-E-A-N, not J.
What am I talking about? J-E-A-N.
How are you getting on there, bro? J-E-A-N, yeah. I've never met anyone called Jane. Have you?
Yeah.
You have, yeah? Right, come on.
Would you rather have a friendly ghost living with you or an annoying and sarcastic butler?
That's a great question.
Jane, we'll keep you, love. We'll keep you.
Right back next week.
That's a great question.
Annoying and sarcastic butler. John, that reminds me of going back to Father Ted. Remember Bishop Brennan's helper?
Yeah.
And he's mad sarcastic. That's what
Father
that reminds
Jessup.
Me of. Yeah. What's his name?
Father Jessup.
Yeah. Him. I'm really, really enjoying this. Him, yeah. I'd pick the butler.
And give me an example of a friendly ghost down.
They're just there.
There's a ghost there.
They're not slamming presses and all.
Yeah.
Casper was a friendly ghost.
Friendly ghost, yeah. You know they're there.
You probably see them every now and again.
They'd let you know they're there. They might.
Like the odd light switch, probably.
If you sleep in the alarm, they start rattling the bed for you. I don't know.
Not with the butler.
They let you know there's no milk left and all before you put the kettle on.
Yeah. Now you probably have to make peace with the fact that this friendly ghost is watching you all the time, or possibly watching you all the time, so you've no privacy, but they're a friendly ghost. They're not going to hurt you, and you're well aware they're not going to hurt you, and maybe they're a bit of company if you live alone.
Yeah, but everywhere be cold.
True.
Yeah. What just mean by that now?
Because it gets cold when the spirit's around.
That's why your gaff is so cold.
Absolutely grand. I'm never going to turn into scamp again now.
Freaked out the bits.
Oh, I'm picking the butler off the bat, no matter what. Once I heard there was a ghost, I'm taking the oar.
I'm going with the ghost. If he's a friendly old cat, I'm having him. I'm not going with him. Because he's real life, Alan.
Yeah, that's why I'm picking him.
You'd end up punching him around, wouldn't you? You're after having a horrible day.
Butlers are usually old and all. Surely he hasn't got that many years left. Who has butlers as well? Surely that can't be still a thing. That has to be illegal, no?
No, butler
not slavery,
no butler is paid.
There's a shop called Butler's.
Yes, there is, Terrence. Right, so you're going with the ghost.
There's a shop called Butler's that does coffee. What's I got to do with that?
Yeah, I'll go with the ghost now.
Right, last question is from Paddy.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd be a better teacher or deli worker?
Oh. Deli worker, obviously.
Don't know, bro. Good commitment to the cause there.
Teach me. Do you have to teach every subject?
No, one.
You can specialise. You can be a PE teacher.
Yeah, do I like that.
But bro, we had this conversation before. If your heart's not in it, being a deli worker, don't bother showing up. Don't. Just hand your notice in, P45.
Yeah, I agree with you, yeah. I don't know, I have the passion to keep making them. You know, when the queues get busy and all, I think get overwhelmed.
And then someone asks you to toast it, and you're like, I have to put that in and wait for that now. Should I start on the next person's role, or do I just commit to this one person's role in the toast?
Sensory overload written all over it.
And I was a deli worker.
I know you are.
Yeah, oh, and that was a little...
We need to do an episode on that.
You told me something about him and I wanted to talk about it in a bonus episode.
He tells us something about himself every time. Does at the end of
my point was just going to be you get into the swing of things when it gets very busy.
You have to clean the board every time.
Oh yeah.
And put gloves on and all. Yeah. That'd wreck your head.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
No, it wouldn't. He'd love that. All that organisation.
Yeah, no.
It's all colour coded and everything.
I would enjoy that, but my point being, imagine when that gets so busy, boys. Yeah. I would get overwhelmed with
and
that.
Like, you're finished the role, you hand it to someone, then you have to start again, Terry. Yeah. The next person. Oh, here we go. Do you know what I mean? That's why you went to a deli and there's an album walking there, you know, you're in safe hands. They have patience of a saint. No, L1 deli walkers. Not just all L1s have patience of a saint. Just L1 deli walkers.
So you're both picking deli worker?
No, none of us is going to be a deli worker.
So you're going to be a teacher?
Yeah. Help. Religion.
Why religion?
I would have picked history. History's easy. Just dates and names. That's it. Bang.
Don't still teach religion anymore, do they?
Yes, they do.
Different. They teach in a different way.
Do you know, I went to St. Joseph's. Yeah, it was a former Christian Brothers school. It's still called St. Joseph's CBS. Religion was a subject, but we didn't do any exams. We used to just go in and watch films. Go in and watch A Beautiful Mind. Is that the one with Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
That, American History X and all. Mad films. I was like, what's this got to do with religion? They're like, oh, it's mindfulness and all. Like, he's standing on his head into a bleeding pad.
Do you ever see American History X?
No.
Get your notes out and put that in it.
Yeah, I don't know, Terry. It's a weird one, mate.
It's a very weird one.
Yeah.
It's heavy going.
It is heavy going.
Right, that's that episode of Talking More Bollocks. See you next week. Boom! What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in the ground. Tell your body you're dead. Walking hard and long. When you finish that. The Hypnoca.